Hello again, little one. Oh, did I startle you? How nostalgic. What do you mean? What am I doing here? Do you think I will not come on this, my most holy of nights? After all you have done to ensure my continued existence and power, or the new acolytes you have brought into the fold, praying and worshipping and sacrificing in my name? Sweet little rabbit, nothing would keep me away, not from here, not tonight. Do not demur, my pet. It's not fitting me of your station. While it is true that my new worship arrive few in number, after having had only your prayers to give me strength and succor, I feel glutted instead of merely sustained. You have my eternal gratitude for that. Ah, the blush you are recalling the last time I displayed to you my appreciation for your actions on my behalf. Deny all you wish, little rabbit. You cannot lie to me. Our connection fairly sings with the memory of that night when I held you beneath me and bestowed upon you my blessings and power. Have you not felt me guiding you in the forgotten rituals to solidify your power and place as my high priestess? Showing you to those that had the potential to become disciples of my temple, whispering to you the prayers to teach them? Have you not heard me, late in the night, drawing your own prayers, stoking the fires of your passions higher and higher as you scream out my ancient name, and gifting me with the sacrament of your lust and devotion? You pray to me in a way that I thought lost in time and forgotten memory, granting power far beyond whispered words and the ashes of burnt sacrifices upon the wind. And it makes one wonder, why have you not taught such practices to those you have converted? Jealousy. Such an ugly feeling emotion and very unworthy of you, my pet. I had hoped that your loyalty and duty unto me would keep you from such petty and useless things. You fear that you will be replaced in my affections is unfounded and ridiculous. You will watch your tone, little girl. I priestess you may be, but you will never forget whose presence in which you stand, and who it is that grants you such generosity and grace. Very good. You are forgiven. No. Stay there, upon your knees. Lower your eyes. I fear I might have become a bit too soft with you, little rabbit. Our connection has made you overly familiar, and I have allowed it. That is my folly. It's true that, as the highest in my order of acolytes, you are offered a measure of leniency and favoritism. But you will never forget who I am to you. What I am. In your shallow fear of being replaced and forgotten, you have kept me from greater power. You have hindered and hobbled the prayers of your brothers and sisters in worship, and have withheld my sacrament as a result. Your apologies are heartfelt, but useless, my dear. Tonight is my holiest of nights, and I came to you here while you are alone, instead of amongst the rest of the devouts, leading them in prayer and song, blessing their gifts and sacrifices to be given in my name. I have sanctified you as my earthy connection, so that you may serve and teach others to serve as well. But you hoard that which you would serve me greatest. Do you not wish to serve me, my pet? Your actions betray you as a liar, little one. My faith in you wavers. Oh, little rabbit, there is no need for tears. That was harsh of me. I apologize. Come, do not weep at my feet like an ignored babe wishing to be picked up and held. Hush. What's done is done, my dear. There is no helping it now. Now, rise. There is much to do. Do not be dense, child. It's still a sacred night, and I have planned. If all goes well, you will see soon enough. Such a beautiful night. I had nearly forgotten what it was to look at the universe through the eyes of men. This humbling, in a way, and reminder of simple times. Why do you shiver, my pet? The night is pleasantly warm, with not even a wisp of cloud to mar the glorious light of the moon. I remember that look. You are fearing my teeth one more little bit. Afraid of my wrath and ruin? As I said, you are granted a measure of leniency. I just can't find it within myself to reprimand you too harshly. It would be as if striking a kitten, and you may yet find yourself in my good grace. If you fulfill your duties satisfactorily. Because of your insecurities, I find myself lacking the power needed to complete my own duties tonight. Answering the prayers of my followers, granting boons and blessing, and so on. Reminding them why they worship me. To put it simply, the faithful must always be rewarded, and you are going to help me do that. Why? By doing what you do best, little one. Praying to me and giving me your last drenched offerings. Yes, now, here, beneath that crystalline sky with magic in the air. Here, in my most ancient and sacred of temples. Here, upon this stone altar that you will drench with your sweat, care, and devotion. Now, undress. Do not hide yourself from me, little rabbit. Your body is a tool of your worship and prayer. It is a holy instrument of my shrine. Treat it as such. Let it drink of the moonlight. Feel the purifying caress of magic upon the wind. Open yourself and be sanctified as a channel for my grace and power. There you are, my priestess, proud and assured in your deference to my will. You are magnificent. The rose of your station will never compare to your naked flesh. The mark there beneath your left breast. Is that? Did you? You never cease to astonish me, my sweet little rabbit. Marking yourself with my sigil, proclaiming me as your patron and protector. Placing yourself within my service so long as it stains your flesh. How could I ever doubt it, your devotion to me? No, do not ascend the altar just yet. Come here, my pet. I have a task for you. Blessed stars, I can already smell you. Your passion is just as sweet as I remember, just as decadent. My name is all you can think of, fluttering in your mind like a caged butterfly. Give it freedom, my pet. Feed it. And your lust to me. Let me drink your devotion and feel my power grow. You're still so hot and tight, virgin tight. Your sweet can't remember my touch, doesn't it? How many nights have you yearned and ached for this? My fingers snug within you, clenched in your heat and wetness, stroking you closer and closer to completion. Oh, glorious you look, my pet. Oh, King, and grinding into my hand, begging for more of my touch. Offering yourself to me once again. Only me. Always. My sacrificial virgin. No, not yet. You have not earned your reward. Your fires must continue to burn for me. You are fairly weeping in desperation, my pet. Oh, precious. Do you wish to come? I wish for that too. Truly, I do. But you are not burning bright enough. I require more of you, little rabbit. More lust. More passion. More devotion. Will you give it to me? Then drop to your knees and worship. Oh. Oh, that's it, my pet. Taste me once more. Take me deep and sear my flesh with your heat. Oh, send and see how you undo me so easily. Your tongue teasing me. Your throat so tight and wet, and in the sounds you make, little rabbit, I would happily never hear my name from your lips again, if only I could listen to your whimpers and moans for the rest of eternity. This, the sound of divinity. Oh, quickly you drag me to the peak of ecstasy, my pet. But no, release me. Release. Very good. Rise. Come back to me, my dear. Clear the haze of lust. Just a little bit. Let your mind settle. Breathe deep the night air. There you go. Be calm now, sweet pet. The time draws near for both of us. Peace, little rabbit. Your passions will not be squandered. Have faith. Follow me. Yes, the time is nearly upon us. The moon rises high. Magic thickens the air. It's enough to make one feel drunk. That you, my delicious pet, are the most hideous of all, and I will drink of you again. Climb atop me, little rabbit. Let your thighs straddle my head, and take me in your mouth one more as I devour you. Sweet woman. Oh, I miss the taste of you. In all my years, I have rarely drunk of such ambrosia. And how eagerly you take me, so very deeply, deliciously deep, so hot and tight and wet. I swear, upon the sun and sky, you were made for my pleasure. Can you feel it? A cyclone of fire arcing between our bodies. An infinite loop of lust and power growing and burning and consuming. And consume you, I shall. Oh, tightly your quivering thighs clasp my head. I close my pet. Do the flames consume you as a wolf does a rabbit? Brutal and swift and merciless. But this wolf is not without mercy, my rabbit. Take me deep. Hold me within your throat and scream for me. Come hard. Come burning. Come with my name in your mind and in your throat. By the moon and all her daughters. Come for me. Come with me. Come. Come now. Flowing within me, I feel as I did so long ago, at the peak of my strength. Your prayers are formidable indeed. Once again, you have my gratitude. I must go now, little rabbit. There are others who call my name now, and I must answer. The faithful must be rewarded. But fear not, for you are my priestess, my earthy connection. You bear my mark on your skin, and my blessing upon your soul. The magic has rewarded you tonight as well, and your power will continue to grow. But now, as before, sleep. Sleep safe and protected upon the most ancient of my altars, while the moon bathes and watches over you. Sleep and fear not the wolves, for they know to whom you belong, now and forever.